Welcome to Essence, your weekly dose of Essence magazine. I am Cherise Stevens, a volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today, I am reading articles from the Fall-Winter 2025 issue of Essence magazine. Some of the articles I will be reading are continuing part 3 of Where Black Art Breathes, Moments That Transformed 2025. Get lit! Tis the season to cuddle up with a great book. Continuing Where Black Art Breathes, Moments That Transformed 2025. We continue the category of live music with Megan Thee Stallion at Weekend 1 of Coachella. Megan Thee Stallion's Coachella set on April 13, 2025 was a convocation of Black womanhood and a celebration of lineage. On Weekend 1, beneath the vast California sky, Megan claimed the stage by carrying the weight and talent of those who came before. Her 18-song set traced the arcs of joy, triumph, and femininity. The evening's most profound moments were those of communion. When Queen Latifah emerged, the stage became consecrated ground. Their duets on Plan B and the anthem UNITY were more than nostalgia. They served as a dialogue across generations. Latifah, whose voice helped define the era of conscious hip-hop, and Megan, the force of contemporary Southern rap, created a lineage that felt alive and sacred. Victoria Monet's collaboration with Megan on Spin and On My Mama was a choreography of gesture and energy that embodied solidarity and the unspoken understanding that Black women's artistry is communal. Later, Ciara's appearance to perform Rock Steady, sampling Goodies, reminded the audience of the continuum of influence and the ways mentorship and artistry ripple outward, carrying memory and power across time. Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter Tour. In 2025, Beyoncé did not simply perform, she testified. The Cowboy Carter and the Rodeo Chitlin Circuit Tour, which ran from April 28th through July 26th, was an act of cultural excavation. Beneath the weight of decades of erasure, Beyoncé unearthed a history of the Black West that had been relegated to the shadows, brushing off the dust and breathing it back to life. Night after night, under the heat of stadium lights, she summoned a lineage. The cowboy, mythic, solitary, seared into the American psyche, has long been painted in the pale hues of Hollywood's imagination. But the truth, the one Beyoncé dared the world to see, is that nearly one in four 19th century cowboys were Black. Her stage became a living archive. It melded the deep blues of gospel laments, the open-throated wail of country ballads, and the kinetic joy of hip-hop. In the spaces between her notes, Beyoncé told the stories of Black cowboys, Black homesteaders, and the overlooked architects of the American frontier. She wove their voices into her own, turning oral history into something you could dance to, cry to, and carry home with you. She was not merely singing about them. She was standing with them in a chorus that spanned centuries. The tour's impact was as measurable as it was immeasurable. According to Billboard Box Score, it became the highest-grossing country music tour in history, a commercial feat that doubled as a cultural gauntlet. But its ripple effects reached beyond the box office. In its wake came a shift. The Recording Academy announced it would divide the Best Country Album Grammy into two categories for 2026, Best Contemporary Country Album and Best Traditional Country Album. For some, the move was a recognition of how country's borders have expanded, making it a genre porous enough to hold R&B cadences, gospel swells, and the outlaw spirit all at once. For others, particularly white country artists who bristled at Beyoncé's win, it felt like a line in the sand. It was a reminder that Black artistry has no fixed boundary, no proper lane, and no limit to the stages it can claim. Either way, The message was clear. The map of country music has been redrawn, and Beyoncé helped hold the pen. More than a concert, this was a mirror, polished with truth and turned toward us. It asked, who do we erase when we tell our stories? Who deserves to be remembered? In that reflection, Beyoncé handed the mic not just to herself, but to a people, a past, and a future that refused to be forgotten. Solange's El Dorado Ballroom, Houston. When Solange Knowles returned to home, to H-Town in 2025, she stepped into this legacy with a vision that was part reverence, part reimagination. Through her creative platform, Saint Heron, she curated the El Dorado Ballroom series, a luminous avant-garde celebration of live performance in all its evolving forms. In partnership with Performing Arts Houston, the project unfolded on June 10 through 20, 2025, across 6 programs and 3 venues, Jones Hall, the Museum of Fine Arts, Houston, and the El Dorado Ballroom itself, each evening a different lens through which to view the continuum of Black history. The El Dorado Ballroom is not new to this role. Since its founding in 1939, it has been a sanctuary for Black Houston, hosting jazz legends like Duke Ellington and Count Basie, serving as a gathering place for civil rights meetings and echoing with the steps of countless dancers whose feet kept time with the hopes and heartbreaks of generations. In a city scarred by segregation and gentrification, the El Dorado has endured as a living archive of Black cultural life. Solange's curatorial project transformed this history into a vibrant present. Her El Dorado Ballroom series was both homage and reimagination. It wove together sonic textures and movement traditions that honored the ballroom's legacy while pushing forward into new artistic territories. Musically, the performances traversed genres, melding zydeco, jazz improvisation, hip-hop, and gospel. The soundscape invited listeners into a deep communion with history, echoing the ballroom's early days. Yet, it also challenged listeners to envision what Black artistry can become when it's freed from the constraints of expectation. On Dissonance, honored the transformative contributions of Black women to orchestral and operatic music, featuring works by Julia Perry, Tanya Leon, and Solange herself. It was performed by the Houston Symphony under the baton of Jerry Lynn Johnson, with Zoe Ream soprano singing through the hall like a prayer. Type of Guest dissolved the boundaries between music, art, and theater through Autumn Night's fearless performance art and Liv's genre-fluid soundscapes. Monuments Are Here, Solange's short film directed by Nuatama Bodomo, mediated on the sacred act of collecting. It anchored a broader film series exploring Black domesticity and the stories our objects hold. There were nights of homecoming, too. Paper in My Shoe brought Zydeco back to the El Dorado with Kara Jackson and Rosie Lede, honoring the genre's Black roots while shaping its future. Glory to Glory gathered the Clark sisters and Hella Christie, Dominique Johnson, and the devotional works of Mary Lou Williams in a soaring revival of spiritual artistry. Solange herself shared with the audience that Miss Twinkle, Clark, has to be revered like Beethoven, Bach, Quincy Jones, and all the amazing composers. I listen to the Clark sisters on my worst day. I listen to the Clark sisters on my best day. And they help me feel closer to God in ways that you cannot imagine. And Go Slow, a night grounded by Dozie Canoe's sculptural interpretation of the Parliament Funkadelic Mothership and a soundscape curated by Crystal Mess with Hyper Femme and Big Ace, was a mediation on Black Southern electronic music. In reclaiming the El Dorado, Solange offered a masterclass on how Black culture sustains itself through movement, through music, through memory. The space became a metaphor for the Black experience itself, a place where pain and pleasure, struggle and celebration exist side by side. Each night was a gathering of ancestors and descendants, a communion of spirits, a refusal to let history fossilize into something static. It was to feel, deep in the bones, that Black culture is not merely surviving, but thriving, transforming, and lighting the way forward. GZTM 101 Anniversary Tour. GZ's seminal 2005 album, Thug Motivation 101, marks its 20th anniversary this year, a milestone celebrated with a reimagination that bridges hip-hop's gritty roots and the grandiosity of classical music. From June 27 to September 12, 2025, GZ's anniversary tour, backed by a live orchestra, challenged the boundaries of genre and history, creating a dialogue between streets and symphonies. Reflecting on the album's legacy, GZ explains, "Art is to get better over time, to appreciate over time. This was a magnificent piece of art that changed culture, to watch it grow and to see it age like fine wine. It only made sense to package it differently, with some evolution on it. When I wrote this album, I was a completely different person, but I can celebrate it 20 years later wholeheartedly because I have evolved. And the music has evolved as well. If it hadn't evolved, people wouldn't be ready to hear it this way." Thug Motivation 101 was a proclamation. GZ's sagas of struggle, survival, and aspiration captured a generation navigating the margins. "Soul Survivor feels now more realistic to me," he reflects. "I truly am a testament to that. I kept my integrity, my values, and stayed on course with my purpose. I became what I wrote about." The decision to perform this album with an orchestra transforms that raw energy into something epic, a sweeping soundscape that reveals new dimensions in GZ's work. The orchestra doesn't soften the grit, it magnifies it, turning trap anthems into anthems of resilience writ large. Fusing the orchestra with the vibrations of that TM-101 was then and now, it elevated it, GZ explains. It presented it in a way that the album has matured and the people have matured with it. Historically, the fusion of hip-hop and orchestral music has been rare but revelatory. From Nas's Illmatic live orchestra performances to Kendrick Lamar's Damn concerts with classical arrangements, those moments reveal hip-hop's capacity to have a dialogue with tradition while expanding its horizons. The production is a steady in contrasts. GZ commands the stage with his trademark energy, while the orchestra embodies precision and grandeur. "Success is an atmosphere," GZ states. "When people show up, they can feel it. They can be this too. They can live this too. We all deserve that. And that's a contribution to culture." Each song becomes a chapter in a larger epic, supported by sweeping musical arrangements that transform the everyday into the mythic. GZ's delivery, mixed with orchestral textures, invites a generation to witness how trap music has matured, how Black artistry evolves, and how resilience, ambition, and creative expression continue to define culture. In the category of film, One of Them Days, this woman buddy comedy arrived in January 17, 2025 as a warm, wild reprieve. Directed by Lawrence Lamont and written by Sarita Singleton, One of Them Days marked both a debut role for SZA and an irresistible showcase for Kiki Palmer. It chronicles two roommates, Drew Palmer and Alyssa SZA, as they scramble across Los Angeles to replace stolen rent money, evading eviction with humor and heart amid the city's lo-fi chaos. Drawing inspiration from classics like Friday, the film is a deeply humorous celebration of Black female friendship. Sly Lives, aka The Burden of Black Genius. Questlove's reverent, restless documentary excavates the rise and fade of Sly and the Family Stone, while laying bare the unseen toll of genius. Premiering at Sundance in January and released on Hulu Disney Plus in February, the film is a lush portrait guided by voices such as Andre 3000, D'Angelo, Chaka Khan, and Suzanne DePass. It frames Sly Stone's electrifying brilliance against the weight of expectation, mental health struggles, and the erasure that follows Black genius, creators who burn too bright. You are listening to Essence with Sharice Stevens on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Sinners. Director Ryan Coogler's genre-busting film, released April 18, feels like a seven-course feast, dense, intense, and haunting. Sinners is a period piece that folds violence, romance, music, and symbolism into a cinematic language that is unapologetically Black. Vampires emerge not as mere monsters, but as spectral embodiments of racism's unending drain on Black life in the South. A haunting metaphor for generational trauma. Among the film's most striking moments is the recreation of Ernie Barnes' iconic Sugar Shack painting. Here, the elongated exuberance of Barnes' work, long cherished for their celebration of Black communal joy, are transposed into living choreography, a bridge between visual art, performance, and cultural memory. Him. Jordan Peele's Monkey Paw production steps into the arena of sports horror with a chilling twist. Directed by Justin Tipping, the film, which hit theaters on September 19, follows Cameron Cade, Tyreek Withers, a promising young football player invited to train under Isaiah White, Marlon Wayans, a legendary quarterback whose retreat is as dangerous as it is revered. Then the promise of greatness morphs into a psychological nightmare. With an eerie precision, the film takes the hallowed mythos of American sports and refracts it through horror lens, making us question whether the pursuit of ambition demands more than we're willing to pay. And lastly, best albums of 2025. Ladisi, The Crown. Teyana Taylor, Escape Room. G.I.D., God Does Like Ugly. Clips, Let God Sort 'Em Out. Bootsy Collins, Album of the Year, Number One Funketeer. Destin Conrad, Love on Digital. Metro Boomin, A Futuristic Summa. Amare, Black Star. Tyler, the Creator, Don't Tap the Glass. And Durand Benar, Bloom. Get lit. From moving memoirs to self-help guides and cost-saving recipe collections, 'tis the season to cuddle up with a great book. By Bridget Bartlett Royale. Make Do With What You Have by Cardia Brown. Following the success of her debut, The Way Home, and her new Charleston, South Carolina restaurant, Cardia Brown's Southern Kitchen, the best-selling author is back. This offering taps her Gullah Geechee roots to bring us more than 100 delicious, easy-on-the-pocket recipes, like on-the-run breakfast sandwiches and ramen chicken noodle soup. Bunheads Act 2, The Dance of Courage by Misty Copeland. The first Black woman to become a principal dancer with the American Ballet Theatre releases Bunheads Act 2, a follow-up to 2020's Bunheads, loosely centered on the ballet Don Quixote, which is based on the 1600s Spanish novel. Act 2 speaks to kids ages 5 to 8 about themes of resilience, compassion, and friendship, values Copeland says shaped her early years. Bloom How You Must, A Black Woman's Guide to Self-Care and Generational Healing by Tara Pringle Jefferson. Many of us carry the wounds of our mothers, grandmothers, and even unknown matriarchs. While balancing modern stressors like an unstable economy, Jefferson, founder of digital community The Self-Care Suite, packs her guide with insight from wellness experts, reconnecting us to a legacy of support that has helped generations of Black women bloom. Bitter Honey by Lola Akamadi Akastrom. For her debut in Every Mirror She's Black, Nigerian novelist and photographer, Akastrom received massive acclaim. Now, she returns with a fast-moving tale spanning 4 decades and 3 continents. Bitter Honey tells the story of a protective mother and her pop star daughter, divided by long-buried secrets, who struggle to understand each other as they reach toward love and forgiveness. Less is Liberation, Finding Freedom from a Life of Overwhelm, by Christine Platt. You know the joy that comes when you declutter your space? Less is Liberation, the latest from Afro-minimalist movement founder and attorney Christine Platt, promises that feeling of freedom more often, as readers begin to understand how the overwhelm of accumulating stuff negatively impacts our overall well-being. Black, White, Colored, The Hidden Story of an Insurrection, A Family, a Southern Town, and Identity in America, by Loretta Malloy Noble and Leonette Noble. Black families like the Malloys thrived in Laurinburg, North Carolina, in the late 19th century. They became successful landlords, business owners, and doctors who made their own claim on the American dream. On the eve of Election Day, 1898, white supremacists launched a bloody attack, forcing Laurinburg's black citizens to flee. Due to proud Laurinburg descendants Loretta Malloy Noble and her daughter, Leonette Noble, the Southern community is finally being given its rightful place in history. Personal family accounts reveal how, despite slavery, Jim Crow, and other roadblocks, the Malloy clan became one of Laurinburg's richest and most powerful. The world is waiting for you. Embrace your calling and manifest the God dream over your life, by Edwina Findlay Dickerson. Film, television, and theater actress, Dickerson counters preconceived notions about balancing ambitious career aspirations with real-life demands in her wisdom-filled book, beginning with a riveting foreword by fellow actress Viola Davis. It takes you on an inspirational ride, sharing stories of how God manifested his divine dream for Dickerson's life, and how you, too, can manifest your calling. It Was the Way She Said It, by Terry McMillan. The living literary legend known as Terry McMillan is blessing us with another I Just Can't Wait to Put It Down book. In her newest offering, the best-selling author of classics like Waiting to Exhale and How Stella Got Her Groove Back combines previously published short fiction and non-fiction pieces with never-before-seen works. The 2008 Essence Lifetime Achievement Award recipient addresses controversial topics from domestic abuse in Mama, Take Another Step, to extreme poverty in Can't Close My Eyes to It. Whether she's exploring personal life lessons or getting real about aging, McMillan approaches every piece with candor, wit, and fearlessness that have made her such a beloved author since the early 1990s. You have been listening to Essence, with readings from the Fall-Winter 2025 issue of Essence Magazine. I am Cherise Stevens, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. Have a great day.